Hey girl, hey, welcome back to Female Freedom. Today, what's old? What is really old? Are you old? Or am I old? Are your kids old? Are your parents old? Like, what is really old? We hear this all the time, and I feel like it's, I don't know, getting into conversations or hearing things, maybe joke and say, I'm too old for that. I know I love to say, I'm too old to deal with that shit, which that is true. Elementary school or middle school, high school, BS type of stuff, too old to deal with that. But what does old mean? Because there's plenty of things. Break it down and take it back to, if you have a small child, let's say they're 5, and your neighbor's child is 10, that 10-year-old is old to the 5-year-old. Okay, let's say there's somebody in college. They think somebody in their 20s is old. Do you ever remember being in high school or college and there's this amazing, I don't know, person babysitting or doing whatever? I remember this type of stuff. And I never thought of them as old, but they were obviously older than me. So here into 40s, what are you too old for? And what about 70 and 80 years old? What's old to them? 90 years old. But it's not like a marker on a map. And so when it comes down to it, what is old? Is it a feeling? Is it a mindset? Is it an age? Does it really matter? Does it? No, like it does not. And starting a podcast, starting a new venture, ending a relationship or a marriage, or starting a new relationship or a marriage does not have to be defined by age. It doesn't matter. You know, and this is self-reflection regarding certain things. Is it fear? And so it's easy to put age out there. I'm too old to do that. I'm too old to make a change. I'm too old to start something new. Because no matter what age you are, that's just an excuse. But when we have these excuses and we utilize age as a reason, it's stemming from something. And I feel like a lot of the times it stems from fear. Fear of opinions, fear of failure, fear of rejection. And now don't get me wrong, you don't want to go to a community center and apply to be a lifeguard, you know, at a certain age, right? Because there's certain things and areas in our life that are meant for certain ages. But starting a podcast, oh, I've wanted to, but I don't know the research and I don't know where to start. And I'm probably too old. I should have done that years ago. Years ago or today. Think about it when started real estate and I go back and forth. Oh my God, I wish I would have started. Like, can you imagine if I would have started this 5 or 10 years ago and this or that? I don't really feel too old in this, but oh my God, like if I was younger and I started, imagine where I would be today. And then I look around and there's people of all ages just starting out. Some 10, 20, 30 years older than me. Some 10, 20 years younger than me. If there is something in your life that you want to do, age is not a factor that should be in should you do this. Unless there's health reasons for whatever it is. If you're doing something, you know, want to go hike a certain mountain or something. And ultimately, it's not even age. It's truly health. So I'm going to take that back. What is the core reason? If you've always wanted a college degree or you're not happy in your career, why are you not taking the steps forward to do it? Maybe it's timing. Maybe you have a family, or you're helping elderly parents, or you're in a financial situation and it's not good timing. But that is not age related. So if you are wanting to do something like that now, be real with yourself and the expectations and say, the timing does not work for me right now, but it is a goal that I have always had and wanted to achieve in my life. No time frame there, in your life. And so I am going to put this goal on my list for 2027. But you have to constantly remind yourself that you can do whatever you put your mind to. If you are 45 right now, if you do something now because you want to do it, or you do it at 55, or you do it at 65, or you do it at 75, it does not matter. But I promise, if you are halting because of a reason that has age around it, dig deeper, self-reflect of what is the underlying reason. Let them. If it's judging, let them. Let people judge. Let them think you're crazy. Let them think that you are too old. Or let them think that you are too young. Or let them think you're crazy. Or let them think you don't know what you're doing. Or let them think that you are in a happy marriage or a happy relationship. Let them. But what are you going to do? Because you are the only one who ultimately knows and understands your deepest desires, truly what makes you happy and what you want to do. And I promise you, age is not a factor in any of that. I hope this helps you shake that you are old, you are too old, because truly, it doesn't make a difference in anything. It's not a marker on the map. And you can do whatever you want at any stage of your life. You just have to bucket it and prepare and have your expectations set to meet that goal. I hope this helps you or somebody you know. Share it. And thank you so much for listening. And I will see you next time.